877-897-8345.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the beginning of the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got Marshall Barrel on the line with me right now. Marshall is pretty much a regular guest on the program. So as all of you listeners are aware, and to make new listeners aware, Marshall is the co-portfolio manager and founder of the Encompass Fund. The Encompass Fund is invested about 60% in various commodity-related companies, and so he's kind of one of the go-to guys that we have when it comes to chatting, not only about macro issues, but about companies per se. Marshall, I've got a question for you. I put up a chart earlier this week on our website depicting the actual performance of our sponsor companies, and two companies that come to mind that have done really, really well since they became sponsors. One of them is Exeter Resources, and the other one is Extory Gold. They're both up well over 200-300%. If I'm not mistaken, Extory is up about 400%, a little over 400% since we began covering them and since they became sponsors on our site. Now, you and I were in South America. We did a couple of property visits, and this was prior to the split, for lack of better terms, when Extory as a company was spun off from Exeter Resources. I was very impressed. We shot a video down there. I have continued to be an investor through the Encompass Fund in both Exeter and Extory, and I have to say these are a couple of companies that if I go back to day one in my portfolio have done really, really well. Let's go back to day one. I introduced you to Yale Simpson, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, whatever, and you and Malcolm, your co-portfolio manager, were very, very intrigued, and you ended up investing in both companies. Give me the rationale behind that, would you?
Certainly, we'll be happy to do so, Al, and I want to make a full disclosure. Encompass Fund, which you've referred to, which is a no-load mutual fund that Malcolm Gissen and I co-manage, are owners of Extory and Exeter and have been for a number of years. We also own it on behalf of individual clients, and each of us owns both companies individually. When we initially got introduced to the companies, there was one company at the time. It was Exeter, and Exeter had gold and copper projects in Chile, and they also had gold projects in Argentina. And this was probably 4 years ago, and Exeter was selling, as I recall, for around $1 per share. We liked what they were doing. We liked management. Yale Simpson and Bryce Roxborough, our co-chairman and co-presidents, or were at the time, and had a lot of experience, had a lot of knowledge, were geologists, and we thought what they what the game plan was made a lot of sense. They had optioned a large number of prospective projects from Anglo-American and also Rio Tinto in Chile and Argentina that those large companies were not doing anything with and were happy to option off to a junior mining company, which was Exeter. Exeter commenced exploration. They found initially in Argentina, they found gold. They explored some other projects, liked what they saw. They started exploring the project in Chile. The Chilean project, which is called Caspiche, is in the high Andes, sits between two other very large projects, one owned by Kinross, which is the Maricunga mine, and another coming project that's owned by Barrick and Kinross called Cerro Casale. It's in an area. The Caspiche project's in an area where there's a lot of copper and a lot of gold. Exeter commenced exploration, found a lot of resource about a year and a half ago, decided that it would be in the best interest of the shareholders to spin out Extory and the Argentinian projects that Exeter had into Extory and split the companies, as you've made reference to. So now Exeter is involved in Chile, and Xtory is involved in Argentina. Xtory did additional exploration and discovery work in southern Argentina, the Patagonia area, and they have found bonanza-grade gold veins. It's very similar to Cerro Vanguardia, which is an Anglo-American mine that's been operating for about 16 years in the same general vicinity. They are proceeding towards building a mine and producing gold and silver. This is Xtory in southern Argentina, and they are doing some exploration on some other Argentinian projects. The ridge from, say, 4 years ago, the what was then the dollar stock of Exeter is now the $2.5-$3 stock of Exeter, and the $7.5-$9 stock of Xtory. So, as you made reference from a stock market standpoint, the progress they've made, the gold and silver and copper that they have found and continue to find because drilling goes on, has been rewarded and recognized in the marketplace. Xtory in Argentina has six drills running. They're progressing through a mine construction plan and mine construction, and will probably be producing gold and silver in 18 months, give or take. And it's very high grade, and so it should be extremely cash flow positive, and the market recognizes that, as well as the fact that in the general neighborhood in southern Argentina, the Patagonia area, there are a number of other projects that are currently mines, such as Cerro Vanguardia, and Goldcorp about a year ago bought Andean for a very, very high price on a per-ounce basis, and Goldcorp is progressing towards building a mine and producing. So it's been a very, very exciting story. We think there's more to come for both Xtory and for Exeter. Both companies trade on the New York Stock Exchange Amex, which we find to be an advantage, particularly for investors in the United States. We think that one or both companies could be looked at by a larger company and taken out, but that's not why we bought them or why we continue to own them. We own them for the progress they're making with their respective projects.
Well, I have to tell you, I have known Yale Simpson, and this is, I'm kind of repeating myself here, but pretty much for the benefit of new listeners, I guess. I've known Yale for a long, long time, almost 30 years, and we have a lot of friends in common, and I've known Rob Gray, who was their VP of corporate development for a lot of years too, actually since he was just a kid, and he's a really, really good guy. The work ethic of these people is what really impresses me, whether you're talking about Yale or whether you're talking about Bryce or whoever. These guys are constantly nose to the grindstone. And it's interesting, they don't have to be. I mean, Yale's a very successful businessman. He's had huge successes in the past, and it would be very easy for him to simply retire and for he and his wife Donna to go out on their boat and live the good life, you know, for the next whatever, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and that's being perhaps a bit optimistic, but 10, 15, 20 years anyway, but, you know, he doesn't do that. He continues to travel around the world and discuss the company and the rest of it, and I'm here to tell you that I guarantee you from a financial standpoint, he definitely does not have to do it, but he is a very, very good example of CEOs who take their fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders very, very seriously, and consequently he is traveling all over the world almost constantly to keep folks updated and the rest of it. And he's a welcome guest on our show, Marshall, as you know, because he is not only very conversant, obviously, about Exeter and Xtory, but he is also very, very conversant on political subjects, financial subjects, what have you. So just good people. I'm glad I'm involved in the company. Don't construe this, you guys, as being investment advice, because it is not. We were just very, very candid in our disclosure. We both own shares in this company, and away we go.
Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 16th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,591.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,631.49, $815.75 for a half ounce, and $407.87 for a quarter ounce. $1,631.49, $815.75, and $407.87.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. You know, as I've mentioned a couple times during the course of the show, I spent a couple days in Vancouver this week, and I had a chance to spend some time with my buddy Larry Ray, who I have known for approaching 30 years. Larry's a pretty good stock picker, and he's a pretty good prognosticator on general macro economic trends, and we were chatting about that on Thursday just prior to shooting a video, and Larry had some interesting comments. You know, Larry's with me right now, and you know, Larry, we're winding down 2011. Obviously, we got about 2 weeks left to go here, and gold is a bit of a resurgence as of yesterday anyway, not necessarily for the week, but as of yesterday. I did a couple of segments in the first hour of the show with Alan Butler, who hosts a great radio talk show in Atlanta, Georgia, called Butler on Business. And Alan is very, very adamant about the fact that he thinks that commodities are really a good place to be right now. Basically, for the old reason being that the currency systems around the world aren't particularly that strong. Let's chat about that first. As a mining executive, and I want to interject here, Larry is the president and chairman of American Manganese. And, after 30 years, 35 years in the business, how do you view 2012? None of us are the prettiest baby in the nursery. None of us are the smartest people in the world. But, we've been right more often than we've been wrong. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think 2012 is going to surprise everybody. I know that, especially in the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been just nothing but negativity on where the market was going to go.
Yeah.
And even down on gold, which is really the only currency that will survive out there.
I agree.
And, it's you have to look at it from the term of go back to supply and demand, Al. One of the things we keep hearing about China is that there's a slowdown. Yes, I agree with that. There's been a slowdown. This also works for China. China's a bit of a player in this game. And it allows them to buy resources at half the cost they would have had to pay this last summer, for example.
Sure.
And the other thing that people keep pointing out is all these empty cities that are being built, right? With malls that are empty, with housing that's empty, with apartments that are empty. And, the Chinese are not putting those up for their health. They're putting them up because they plan on building some commercializing the area, with factories, jobs. So you're going to need service industries. Remember in China, when they want to put up a factory, it's up in a year, right, and running?
Right.
And they need thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, depending on how industrialized the area becomes, of housing, services, everything that they require for that. So it's like kind of like a you got to have the housing there before you put the factories in. You can't build the factories after the housing.
Right.
So, you can't build the housing after the factories, I should say. So I think China's going to surprise everybody, pick up steam again this coming year. I see 2012 as a stellar year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I expect to see the markets regain everything they lost, and specifically in the commodities, and end up the year or towards the end of the year at probably new highs.
Well, what I find to be interesting is that the commodity prices have done okay. For the year, gold is up, as of this recording anyway, we're up about 13-14% on the year. That is not bad. Most of the other commodities have really done as well. The problem has been the disconnect between the resource stocks and the commodity prices. You think that's going to change?
Oh, I think that disconnect has to change. Look at these companies are making tens of billions of dollars. You're talking about BHPs and Freeports and American Barricks and the Newmonts. I mean, they're sitting with a lot of cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, they'll pay dividends. They may buy back some of their stock, but they're going to be on the hunt. I mean, they've got to replace world-class deposits every year. And, this is going to carry the day because China is going to keep that demand up.
Sure.
India is starting to appear on the horizon, but it'll be a few years before it makes the impact China does.
That's true, and I agree with that 100%. What I also find to be kind of interesting here is gold is up, if I'm not mistaken, I said 13 or 14%. I actually just looked at the chart, and it's up a little bit north of 17% on the year. Silver, on the other hand, as of this recording anyway, is down a bit. Silver, this time last year, was at $30. Today, we're just a skosh under $30. Any comments on that?
Well, silver, when I started my fundamental newsletter back in 2008, I said that silver was not going to perform like gold. And earlier this year, I said that silver had broken out of its trends and it was going to be a new currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that still remains. I do believe that silver will see $100 an ounce in the next 2 or 3 years. And, I think this is probably another time where you can get some good bargains in silver. I mean, it's a poor man's gold, right?
For me, yeah, you bet.
Yeah. I know I've picked up silver. I stopped buying it at $22 an ounce, but, I'm pretty happy even at today's prices with my
silver. Oh, I'm really happy. You know, it's interesting. My wife and I were just talking about that last night, and I look at our silver position, and the last time we bought silver, I haven't bought any of late, but the last time we bought silver, we were at, I think we paid $14 for it, and I'm thinking right now about going in and buying either gold or silver, I'm really not sure which one, but as I discussed in an earlier segment, I probably will go in and buy gold. That decision won't really be made until Monday, but one of the two, gold or silver, because I don't really see how, from a fundamental standpoint, either one of the two commodities will go down, you know. And now that I'm thinking about this, I guess selfishly speaking, one of the benefits of chatting with experts like yourself is that, you know, I'm thinking I'm in at 14. I might as well double up anyway and buy it at these prices, which is just a little bit under 30, because that's going to make my average cost around $22. Well, what's wrong with that?
That's a good situation to be in, Al. And, of course, you're probably picking the bottom of the market here for silver.
Very possibly,
You may be picking the bottom of the market for gold. You remember 1980. I mean, we were both around at that time when you would see $50 to $75 swings in the price of gold in
sure.
a day, right?
Sure.
And, you know, so it's not anything new for gold to have these vicious swings. Let's face it, it went up steadily for a long time here.
Like I said, we're up about 17% right now on the year, and if we close in positive territory compared to last year, the close of last year, that's going to be 11 years in a row that the price of gold was up. So with everything that's going on around the world, from a fundamental standpoint, I really, really cannot understand how the price could go down whatsoever. Listen, I want to say one thing to you guys. Take a look at the video that we shot on American Manganese. Remember, none of the material in that interview is investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. And also remember, as I disclose in the video, I did purchase shares in that company. Larry, thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, we're talking on this show primarily about two things. We're giving some examples of gold companies, and in the case of New Zealand Energy, oil and gas companies that we think perhaps are companies you should take a look at, all of which, with the exception of New Zealand Oil and Gas, Big Al happens to be invested in. You know, you write a check and you have skin in the game, so to speak. Having said that, a lot of you folks have brought up the fact that the gold stocks haven't really performed particularly well. And so that brings up a very interesting question, given the very, very tenuous nature of the financial markets around the world. Are gold stocks a good place to be for security? Well, according to my friend Jordan Rayburn, who is a chartered certified market technician, he says gold stocks have underperformed for a variety of reasons. Historically, it is what they tend to do, underperform. Okay, he goes on to say that gold stocks have been stuck in a consolidation, digesting the rapid gains the post-2008 recovery. And then thirdly, the consolidation came about at a time when the first major aftershock from 2008 came to the forefront. Okay, that's true. Jordan goes on to say, and I believe this is also true, the good news is the gold equities are coming to the end of the consolidation and a resolution within months is likely. Sentiment is bullish from a contrary perspective. Raj, what do you think?
Well, I totally agree with that. I mean, we've been doing this with shares since 2004, and that gold rally did start in 01 or 02, and it's getting better every day. The trend remains intact. Yes, it's true the shares have lagged the metals. I watch them both because I trade the futures. I trade the metals. But you've got to remember an example from 79-81. If you threw darts, had no education on junior stocks, and you picked 20, half would be expire worthless. Probably another five would be average to good, and you would get three, four, or five really good, really good performers.
Sure.
Like 1,000, 2,000%.
Right.
And it, that example that I'm quoting was a real test, and it returned 395% in 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, that was 79-81. Now, things are different today. Yes, they are. However, the 6, 7, 8 years we've been doing this now, we have numerous times where our recommendations have paid off handsomely, not only one or two times, but I've got one that we've been in and out 5 or 6 times. We've got one new one right now. It's probably, I think we came on October, November. It opened at 6. We sold it at 13 on a recommendation. Went back in again at 9 or 10. It's up 30% last week. So some of these, you know, you repeat them, you've got to trade them. Now, if you've been a buy and hold guy, you're going to see a lot of your money go away. I mean, you've got to be somewhat of a trader. I'm not talking being a day trader, but being a swing trader over months. Typically, 2 times a year, you're going to have to buy and sell. And more often than not, it's going to be 3 or 4 times.
You know, the thing that I'm concerned about here is I agree with everything that you're saying, because, I mean, that's basically how I have made my living for quite some time now. But when you're looking right now at solid places to put money, okay, given the fact now I'm of the philosophy, and I'm on record as saying this in our comments section and also in other segments on this particular program, I am going to sell an equity position that I have in Toronto Dominion Bank on Monday, and I want to put it in something that is, in my mind, a whole lot more solid than a Canadian bank stock. I will go on to say I think Canadian banks are a heck of a lot more solid than U.S. banks. But having said that, chatting with our colleagues over the course of this past week, a lot of them are saying probably wouldn't go in the market at this point, because regardless of the price of gold and silver, we believe various stocks are going to go down in price, and the precious metals stocks have a tendency to follow those particular price movements. So one would think that, well, perhaps even a senior producer, a very solid company like Goldcorp, may be a good one to stay away from given that particular philosophy. I don't really necessarily agree with that philosophy, by the way, and I haven't made up my mind yet. What does Roger Wiegand think?
Goldcorp is a top stock. We've had it in our letter numerous times. We traded the call options successfully at least 3 or 4 times. If I were a Canadian and I wanted to buy a Canadian gold stock, that's probably the one I would get as a place to store money. I think that that company is going to do a lot better for the longer pull. They're a top-notch premium blue-chip gold miner. They're also a silver miner. They've proven themselves. They've got massive reserves. It's a good outfit. You can also buy the Canadian CEF fund, which is backed 100% by gold and silver. The value of gold and silver goes up and down. Your share price goes up and down with it. So there's a lot of ways to do this.
Well, when you're talking about the CEF fund, you're talking about Ian McAvady's deal.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. I have no problem with his deal. I think that Ian's a very good guy. I know the guy, spoken, you know, shared the stage with him at various shows in the past, and I have no problem with him. He's a very bright man. He's been doing this for 30 years. I think that probably is not a bad idea. That particular fund is guaranteed to be backed by, you know,
silver and gold.
Okay, as opposed to what the ETFs are supposedly guaranteed by silver and gold, but people have some questions about that.
Well, I've talked to an attorney on that who examined their paperwork, and he said that it's riddled with loopholes. Some of it's hypothecated. It's this, that, and the other. Maybe we can buy some, sell some, lease some. There's great suspicion on my part that GLD, for example, doesn't have 100% of the gold bullion behind it that they claim they've got. We used to trade those, not recommend invest them. Now I recommend stay out.
That's
I don't like any ETFs anymore.
Okay, but you're saying that Ian's deal is not an ETF, correct?
Correct.
Okay, why?
Well, it's nothing but a depository. That's all it is. They put in silver and gold in a bank. It's audited. It's insured. It's counted. And the value of the gold and silver is represented in the share price. That's it, pure and simple. Now, some people say their premiums have been a little bit high, but if you're looking for safety and security, that's a place where you could put money, in my view, and just sit on it. Just leave it alone.
You know, I have to say, in relationship to a lot of the comments that we've gotten, that the comments have a whole lot more importance right now other than just opinion, in the sense that we could be at the crossroads of a very, very volatile, certainly in a negative direction, change in the financial conditions around the world. And if that's the case, you definitely want to put money in somewhere that is as safe as possible. Now, Rick Ackerman earlier in the show said his choice is, to an extent, keep cash, because he feels that cash, even though he's not a big believer in the U.S. dollar, he feels that cash will always have a certain amount of utility. Here's what I think, and I'd like to know if you agree or disagree, and that is, number one, a rifle approach in resource companies has treated me very well. I cannot disagree with the listeners who say, overall, the resource markets are down consistently. But I have to say, if you do the proper due diligence, there is money to be made there, and I have proven that by my own actions. Having said that, in terms of a rifle approach in the senior companies, like a Goldcorp or a Silver Wheaton or what have you, I think that's a pretty darn safe place to be. Agree or disagree?
Well, I would agree with that. Early on, I would say a year or two ago, we had as many as 50 in the newsletter. I've cut it down to 25. If I had my druthers, I'd be down at 10 or 15, but it's difficult to do it because we've got some that will require some patience. We've got others that are going to go very fast and are going very fast to the upside right now. But I think the rifle approach is the way you've got to go. If you're going to go buy 100 or 150 of these things, you will dilute yourself out by too much diversification, and the bottom line's not going to be very good.
I agree with you 100%. Okay, you guys, stick around. Miguel's going to be right back with a mutual friend of his and Roger's. The gentleman's name is David Madison. He's an individual investor who has started a gold fund, and boy, does he have some interesting things to say. Miguel's going to be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show with Trader Raj. You know, Roger and I enjoy talking politics and international events really almost more than anything else. And so we're going to talk about a couple of things that just happened in the last couple of days. Number one, Raj, you know, very, very interesting. I got home from Canada on Thursday night, and I'm going over the wire service, and I see where Michel Lagarde made a comment that the situation in Europe right now is parallels very closely what was going on in the 1930s, where you had protectionism, isolationism, you know, and a major depression. And she said, you know, the chances of that happening actually are better than average, and you're on this stuff every minute of every day. What do you think about that comment?
Well, I think that that was done on purpose. First of all, she's accurate. I think what she's doing is she's priming the pump to make loans to the small countries over there, the pigs, and or some of the larger ones, with using the IMF funds from the United States taxpayers. And the objective is, in my view, and this is speculation, but this is what I think, I think she wants to make those loans at the best possible terms for her, and she wants their gold as collateral, and I think she's going to give them just enough money to hang themselves, and then she's going to get the gold.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting comment. You know, what I find to be interesting going on from there is one of the latest articles that I read is that France's AAA outlook has been cut, and Fitch is actually in the process of reviewing some other ones. They changed their outlook on France to negative. However, they affirmed its AAA rating. They also placed Spain, Italy, Belgium, Slovenia, Ireland, and Cyprus on a rating watch negative, which it expects to complete by the end of January. Now, I find it interesting that they didn't really cut the AAA rating of France, but they lowered their rating outlook, which I find to be very, very interesting, to negative, even though at this point it's still AAA. What are your comments on that one?
Well, I think for the rating agency's viewpoint, I think that was a smart thing to do, because if they had cut the rating period, straight out just said, you know, we're going to cut you down, I mean, that would have really hurt them badly from the standpoint of their ability to do more credit with bonds.
Yeah.
It would increase the price of the bonds they're holding. And number next, it would make it impossible for them to be one of the lead nations with Germany to try to produce more credit for their neighbors. So, you know, that would have been a really nasty problem if they had done that. But from the standpoint of the rating agency, they had to do something because it's getting really ugly. So therefore, to be accurate and truthful in their report, they left the rating alone at AAA, and then they said it's on negative watch. So
yeah.
That way they covered their skirts and protected themselves, which is a pretty smart way to do it.
Well, there's no question about that. You know, another comment that I'd like to get from you, I spoke about this earlier in the show with Alan Butler, and the comment was, you know, the inflation numbers came out at the end of the week, and according to the government, the CPI is now flat. And Alan brought out very accurately how that is just a bogus thing to say. Comment?
Yeah, well, I would say that's true. I mean, those numbers are inaccurate. They're mussed around, so to speak, messed around to the extent that they could try to show them to be as positive as they can.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion is I think the United States is in negative GDP. I mean, all these guys from Princeton and Yale and Harvard keep saying, yeah, we're at like 1% or 2% to the plus side. I say we're 1% or 2% to the minus side. And the biggest problem out there right now is the relationship between the lending banks between the U.S. and Europe, in that the banks don't want to touch each other as far as loans, bank to bank. Bank to bank in Europe or bank from Europe to the United States, because they're very worried about getting their money back. They can make the loan. They're not worried so much about the interest because it's so minuscule. But if they loan them a few billion dollars and they don't get paid, that's a pretty good whack on the head. They don't want to go there. The biggest problem in Europe right now, Al, is frozen credit.
Mm-hmm.
They've got problems with payroll. They've got problems with accounts receivable. The commercial paper flow is a big money deal. You know, 30, 60, 90-day overnight paper that flows to help these big corporations keep liquidity and keep things going. And the banks are not lending, so consequently everything was frozen. Now, that's the reason that Bernanke a few days ago gave him $200 billion to ease the pain. If they hadn't, I think the whole thing would have unraveled last week.
You know, another thing that I think is interesting, and I'm accused of having a depressive voice right now, which I really want to stress, Big Al is not particularly depressed. Big Al is just staying informed, as I encourage all of our listeners to do. But all over the headlines Friday morning, you know, the poverty rate in the United States, the amount of people living in that particular area has increased significantly. And that, to me, is a very, very scary comment. I mean, we're talking about people in the 40 percentile living in poverty. I mean, when you stop and think about the ramifications of that statistic, it's terrifying, Raj.
Yeah, it really is. Everybody knows the unemployment is bad. I mean, the government says it's 8% by the Labor Department stats, but in reality, it's more like 25%. John Williams says 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a very valid point in that there's a lot of people that are working, but they're not making enough money to pay the bills each month.
Right.
And that's millions of people. And those people basically are in poverty simply because they can't cover the monthly outgo.
Exactly. And that, to me, that is really, really a terrifying thing, because when you look at the implications of that, the social unrest that rightly could occur as a result of that is pretty interesting, particularly when you look at the headlines that came out yesterday, where it really very categorically stated that MF Global, in effect, engaged in illegal activity by shifting funds from one sector to another sector. Their auditor came out basically and said, that's against the rules. You know, if some heads don't roll on that one, I'm telling you, it strikes me that any faith left in our economy is going to go right out the window, Raj.
Well, the banks have had, you know, they've got a black eye and a black reputation to go right along with it, based upon all this TARP stuff from way back in 07, 08. Most people understand the taxpayers were ripped off to bail out the banks because they were illiquid, and they wasted all their money on toxic derivatives, which incidentally are still sitting in the back room of these banks. They haven't been addressed. And then on top of that, these bird brains have continued to do the same thing. They're thinking they can get away with it, that the governments are going to bail them out, you know, for infinitely, forever. And that's impossible, because the bond markets are taking the pressure right now, and we're seeing what's happening in the early stages in Europe, where the bond market simply cannot take this pressure. There's not anybody else that'll buy the bonds, and that means no more credit, no more money, and here come the defaults. And it's going to go backwards and spread right into New York.
Well, the Chinese are already, they began limiting the amount of U.S. debt that they were purchasing a while back. But the statistics that I saw yesterday is that they're really starting to cut back right now. And I think that, you know, from their standpoint, I have to say that's probably a prudent thing to do, although one could argue that it's not prudent because the U.S. is probably China's biggest customer, and so they could be biting off their nose to spite their face. When the cows get back or the horses get back in the barn, so to speak, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. I also found it interesting. I think the president is doing a little bit of saber-rattling in the sense that, you know, he's really coming down on big business with the SEC investigation now of the two former CEOs of number one Fannie Mae and number two Freddie Mac. I think that's really interesting. I really wonder. I'm not saying those guys don't deserve it because they definitely do, but we got an election coming up. You know, I'm thinking that a lot of people are going to be paraded on the old perp walk because, you know, our president's going to roll up his hands and he's going to say, well, you see, look at what I'm doing to these terrible capitalists.
Politics is politics, and as you say often, it is what it is. And, you know, things are such a convoluted mess in Washington right now, you don't know who to believe or what to believe when you're reading it. So my view on the thing right now is they're not going to give us any relief. There's going to be an election in the fall, and I'm going to vote with the rest of the people for the best candidate I can find, and that's all we can do at this point.
And that's what I strongly suggest to listeners, you know. Take the battle to the polling fields, whether you believe or don't believe in our political system. That is a great place to start. Listen, I hope you guys have enjoyed the program. Please keep your comments coming. We learn more from you than you can possibly imagine.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.